This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello and welcome. My name is Kimberly Brummett, and on behalf of the COPS office, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Paul Brennan. Mr. Brennan is a Supervisory Community Supervision Officer of the Sex Offender Unit at Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency, referred to as CSOSA hereafter, in Washington, D.C. Today, Mr. Brennan is here with us to discuss the unit's work and the intersection with human trafficking. Mr. Brennan, please tell us about the work you and your colleagues do at the Sex Offender Unit at CSOSA in Washington, D.C., and your experience with human trafficking.
For the past 17 years, we've developed a sex offender unit within our agency that's designed to monitor and supervise all the sex offenders residing in the District of Columbia. Our agency, over the years, has expanded to three units. We have about 25 officers, and our caseloads are about 25 to 1. We have developed specialized supervision techniques to monitor specifically sex offenders. And in the past 3 years or so, we began to take a different look at the issue of human trafficking in Washington, D.C. The sex offender unit was determined to be the best place to manage all the sex trafficking cases that come through our office. Primarily due to the special techniques we use with sex offenders, it applied very well to the area of human trafficking.
In your work, what types of strategies do you and your colleagues use to identify suspected traffickers?
Well, first, we work very closely with the Human Trafficking Task Force. They're an integral partner in identifying who in the community may be engaged in human trafficking. The next phase would be to evaluate the cases that we have within the agency who have been convicted of sex trafficking type charges or who otherwise may be on supervision and have otherwise been identified by law enforcement as being involved in human trafficking or sex trafficking. Once we've identified those individuals, we work to get them assigned to my particular office. And once that occurs, then we begin to implement a specialized supervision strategy with those individuals.
How can probation and supervision agencies like CSOSA work with law enforcement to prevent and combat trafficking?
We found that community supervision agencies have a role in human trafficking task forces. Particularly in D.C., we found that there was some benefit to incorporating community supervision into the regular meetings with the task force to discuss case issues and to problem solve on particular issues involving individuals involved in human trafficking who may be under supervision with our agency. Some of the strategies that we've used that we've found effective is monitoring social networking activity, the use of GPS monitoring and tracking with offenders, and sharing the information we learn while supervising the offenders with task force members who may be actively investigating some of these individuals or may be inclined to use some of that information to initiate investigations if that person is believed to be involved in human trafficking currently.
All right, thank you, Mr. Brennan, for providing us with your expertise and time today.